Christmas is the time of year when we make memories, but it's also a time for Christmas tree farmers in Oregon, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, where most Christmas trees are grown, to claim bragging rights. And there is a controversy needling the industry. Which town holds the prestigious title of Christmas tree capital of the world? Lucy Perkins of member station WESA in Pittsburgh investigates.
There's no official method for picking out the best Christmas tree. So, like a lot of people, Lori Kosneski goes on instinct.
That is a pretty tree. I like it. It's nice and full. And what kind are these? These are the
Fraser firs.
Fraser firs. They smell good. It smells like Christmas now.
She wanders through Fraser firs on Van Horn's farm in Indiana County, Pennsylvania with her family. It doesn't take long to find the perfect evergreen.
Yeah, she's dense. That's a pretty tree.
Greg Van Horn owns the lot and has been growing firs like the one Kosneski picked out for as long as he can remember.
I was born and raised into it, I guess, so it just kind of gets in your blood. And it seems like this was my purpose to grow Christmas trees.
Christmas trees are deeply rooted in Indiana County. There was a long tradition of selecting Queen Evergreen every year, the only person whose beauty eclipsed the beauty of the county's Christmas conifers. To get to Van Horn's farm, I drove down Tree Trim Road and passed a weathered, cheery sign saying, "Welcome to Indiana County, Christmas Tree Capital."
That's right. We're known as the Christmas Tree Capital of the world.
The first pines and spruces were planted in the western Pennsylvania county 100 years ago, before Christmas trees were as popular as they are today. Now, Van Horn says, other states grow way more than they do. But he says that doesn't matter.
We're the only ones that have the signs up along the road that say we're welcome to the Christmas tree capital of the world.
Not to stir the Christmas eggnog, but the Pennsylvania town isn't the only one with signs claiming the coveted title. Its challenger comes in the form of a little town in Oregon called Estacada. This is the mayor, Sean Drinkwine.
When I drove into Estacada 15 years ago, and I saw the sign that said Christmas tree capital of the world, and I thought to myself, really? That can't be. So I drove around Estacada, and sure enough, everywhere I looked, there was a Christmas tree.
That makes sense, because according to the USDA, Oregon is the number one Christmas tree grower in the country. And on top of that, Drinkwine says, the spirit of Christmas in Estacada is intense, a key component for any capital.
It's kind of one of those places you feel like you're in a Christmas village.
Not so fast, says Greg Van Horn. He points out that the Pennsylvania town is the birthplace of actor Jimmy Stewart, and it hosts the It's a Wonderful Life Festival every year, which only adds to their Christmas clout. In Oregon, they do nearly the same thing, but without the bonus of Jimmy Stewart.
There's everything. Our school bands and choirs come out to play. We have people singing. We have Santa. We have everything. And we bring a 25-foot tree in.
The town of Indiana puts up a tree, too, but it's 5 feet taller. So who wins? Farmer Greg Van Horn says the title will always be theirs. He says even if Indiana County decides to stop growing Christmas trees one day, they were still first. Back in Oregon, Estacada Mayor Drinkwine says he would never put the Pennsylvania town down for having a spirited Christmas.
And I wouldn't take that away from them. But I can honestly tell you that if you've come to Estacada and you've walked our streets and you've talked to our people and you've felt the feeling, you will know.
We may never know where the true capital is. Santa was not available for comment. But maybe that's okay. The more Christmas trees, the merrier. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Indiana, Pennsylvania, one of several Christmas tree capitals of the world.
Merry Christmas, I don't want.